Warning, this broadcast is purified subgenius bull data. Any attempt by normals to understand it is futile. This is an attempt to communicate with alien life forms. You have been warned.
For the week ending Thursday, 14th day of Tuesday, week of the dragon, third door from the center of November, 2220-2, it's Subgenius This Week. A news and commentary blogram, blogcasted from blog to blog like a viral blogite, unfamiliar with the surroundings of the internet and unsure as to whether it is, as, or was ever good enough to impress father, but knowing mother wouldn't care about it staying up all night and coming home at all hours of the evening, hand in hand with the local hussy, or night walker as they were called back in 14th century Antarctica. I'm Father Time. This week is steeped in political intrigue as one side beats up on the other side while the other side beats up on itself, but none of this matters to the children of the Yeti, as the inner workings of the conspiracy machine are of little consequence when the time of the infinite slack is drawing so near that one can taste it on the lip of the quivering normal or the dancing lunatic, feeling as they do of the horror of the thick blacky void of true Dobbsian prophecy that engulfs the inner while leaving the outer so totally whipped up in the frenzy of the anticipation of the post-apocalyptic orgy that will ensue once the dust settles on the barren waste of Wisconsin and the birds of prey have filled their bellies to the burst point with the fatty, rich blood of the mediocritan and the politician from whence they in fact came on the wind of creation on the very day of July 5th, as so many worlds have done before it, and so many other worlds will do after the final epoch of the deity curve that Dobbs had himself surfed out of the nothingness of the Connie hyperplat that exceeds the four-strong force conjecture of the median false-slack, real-slack, interstitial confluence that the gods themselves had been sniffing up their godly noses for at least the last 3 minutes now, while their humble narrator blats out the language and farts of the attitude of the willing participant that is fully aware of the duty and seriousness of the situation as it fills in the forebrain space left empty by the normal training, the subgenial I have carved out of our very skulls for fear of the sickness spreading throughout the last remaining weird genes that we have left to lean on as the psychic crutch that will support the many obtuse angles that the ordained must transpose to fit the jigsaw bepuzzlement of the universe they have to fix from the inside, from the hindside, and from the far side of the number that lives on only to die once the equation of inequality is let loose on the land of the subgenius. Also, Barack wins. This is Father Time in Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.
Yeah.